I'm with Dave Nafy in la librairie Bédélire à Tours. Hello.
Hello.
You are there for Courtney Crumring. I also know you for Gloom Cookie. Where does it come from, this attraction for the strange stuff?
That is a hard question to answer. I live in San Francisco, which is a very gothic city, but it's a gothic city for America. That's... Here in Europe, of course, every city is a Gothic city. There's cathedrals everywhere. It's, you know, it's very somber, it's very dark, and yet, you know, full of life at the same time. And that I guess because I have this European sensibility, it translates. I like the strange. I like things that are mystical, and I think that it's because of my environment. I grew up with the strange, mystical, the unusual. This is a terrible answer. I'm sorry. I don't know. I have no idea. This is just how I grew up. I just liked these things. I mean, how can anyone really explain why they like what they like?
It's because when you were young, you've got a scary godmother who tells you some strange tales, or?
No, unfortunately not. You know, the funny thing is, when I was young, in fact, until I was a teenager, I was extremely sensitive to frightening movies. I remember when the movie Creepshow came out, the commercial made me terrified. The comic book by Bernie Wrightson, I picked up the comic book by Bernie Wrightson illustrated, and I leafed through it, and it utterly terrified me. And I had nightmares from the comic book, and, you know, would lie awake in picturing it and couldn't sleep. I was very sensitive to being frightened, and of course, at some point, that went away, and it was replaced by pleasure in terrifying things. I think I discovered my pleasure in terrifying things with a movie called The Haunting, which came out in 1966, and it's probably the scariest movie ever made. Except for, of course, now there's a whole genre of frightening Japanese movies that have probably exceeded it, but at the time... Utterly, utterly terrifying.
You draw some strange or weird stuff, but there is a lot of feelings at the same time. With Gloom Cookie, there is a relation between the two main characters. For Courtney Crumring, there is the little girl with her grandfather.
I feel like one of the themes I like to play with is alienation and connection, like how alienated people... find each other and find family. And I think that there's something incredibly compelling about that, especially now when the world is so overcrowded and yet everybody feels so isolated from each other. Everybody I know feels very disconnected from their cultures and disconnected from the society they live in. But humans are so intertwined with their society, even if they don't want to be. They are inextricably connected to the collective, and that complex relationship that we have, that alienated people have with the collective, I find very interesting. So when they find another human being that they can understand, and that's a compelling story to me. As with Courtney Crumring, these two deeply alienated people that would never want to admit that they are part of a society, that they're part of humanity, you know, the finding each other is a very frightening thing for them, and I think that that's an interesting story.
What do you think about when you are drawing some monsters, or do you think about people, or do you let your mind go his way?
Well, monsters always represent something. A monster that's just a monster is not interesting to me. I mean, they never are just monsters. They are always some piece of us, some part of our minds. And sometimes I like to think about what that part is and kind of analyze it and try to bring out that this monster represents, you know, this part of the human unconsciousness. And sometimes I don't like to think about it. Sometimes I like to just let them kind of flow out without worrying about what they mean, because I know that they can't help but mean something, whether I try to make them mean something or not. But I like doing both.
Do you work in different ways when you are, like, for Courtney Crumring? writer and drawer, or with Gloom Cookie, draw only?
I don't draw differently. I don't think about it differently, because for a comic book creator, the art is also storytelling. If an artist is not a good storyteller, they are not a good BD artist. And you see this all the time, where, wow, this is a fantastic panel, this is an interesting page, this is a terrible comic book, because these pages don't add up to a story. These panels don't go from one to the next and create a flow of events. They are just pretty standalone panels that are not doing their job. I think that that makes for a terrible comic book, and I think that our first job as artists is not to, you know, draw realistically, it's not to draw really, really well or really, really, really fancily. It's to tell the story. Our first job is to tell the story visually, and everything else serves that. The composition of is the second job. It has to read, the story has to be easily readable. You have to be able to see what's happening, and that serves telling the story. So really, everybody in comics is a storyteller, and everybody in comics is an artist. There's less division between these two tasks than I think people are willing to recognize.
Is there a special soundtrack that you will suggest to read your book?
Well, it depends on the book.
For Gloom Cookie?
For Gloom Cookie, I would say any gothic music made before 1988. Anything after that doesn't apply. It's all before 1988. It has to be old retro goth music, like from, you know, the antique goth music. So, yeah. Like, I particularly think with Gloom Cookie, Susie and the Banshees and The Cure. These are not my favorite bands, but they're right for that book. And Christian Death, of course. Again, not my favorite band, but that is the soundtrack for that book.
And for Courtney?
For Courtney, The Magnetic Fields. I don't know if you've heard of The Magnetic Fields. They are, strictly speaking, not at all gothic, but they are extremely gloomy and very funny and sad.
Would you like to see your comic books on screen? And if yes, which director would you dream to have?
Well, I dream of having Terry Gilliam direct Courtney Crumrin, but I don't think that will happen. He is a very complicated man, and I think that he is widely considered a bad risk to hire. But if somebody was willing to take the risk, I think that he would be fantastic. He does children's stories very, very well. He understands how innocence and trauma go hand in hand in a child's world. I think that, he would be an ideal choice.
What is your feeling about to be in France?
I love France. I feel very at home here now. This is my fifth tour, and this is the second time I've been here and in tour. I really love the readers' relationship with the books, and I love how different the books are than they are in America. In America, comics are very limited. There is the superhero comics, and then there's they dominate the market, and then there's everything else. And I look around in France and I see so much exciting variety. I see so much more encouragement of experimentation. And I feel more at home as a creator here. And I'm very popular. I mean, I'm equally popular here as in America. But I feel like there's more room for someone like, for a creator like myself to grow. I think that I'm at the absolute peak of my popularity in America. I don't think I'm likely to get much more popular. Whereas here, I dream that maybe I'll become a major creator in France. And I like that I have that opportunity here. And I like that the readers are more willing to try things like what I do. They're more interested in that. I'm here, my work is mainstream. In America, my work is very independent and small potatoes.
Anything else you would like to tell us?
Try Polly and the Pirates. It's different, but it is really worth reading. There's a new edition out. It's in black and white, and I think that people who maybe picked up the first chapter of the first book and weren't all that interested might be pleasantly surprised to see where the new book, the whole book goes.
Have you got any website or?
TedNafee.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.